Numbers chapter 33. These are the moves of the sons of Israel who came out of the land of Egypt, according to their armies, through the agency of Moses and Aaron. For Moses recorded their departures per move of theirs, according to the instruction of the Lord. And these are their moves by their departures. Now they moved from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. On the first day after the Passover, the sons of Israel departed with a high hand in the eyes of all Egypt. And Egypt buried those among their own whom the Lord struck down, all the firstborn, and the Lord executed judgments on their gods. And the sons of Israel moved from Ramses and encamped at Succoth. Then they moved from Succoth and encamped at Etham, which is at the edge of the desert. Then they moved from Etham, and they returned to Pi Hahiroth, which is alongside Baal Zephon, and they encamped in front of Migdol. Then they moved from the proximity of Hahiroth, and crossed through the middle of the sea into the desert, and they went 3 days' journey in the desert of Etham, and they encamped at Marah. Then they moved from Marah and came to Elim. And in Elim were 12 sources of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there. Then they moved from Elim and encamped at the Red Sea. Then they moved from the Red Sea and encamped at the desert of Sin. Then they moved from the desert of Sin and encamped at Dophka. Then they moved from Dophka and encamped at Alush. Then they moved from Alush and encamped at Rephidim, but there was no water there for the people to drink. Then they moved from Rephidim and encamped in the Sinai Desert. Then they moved from the Sinai Desert and encamped at Kibroth Hata'ava. Then they moved from Kibroth Hata'ava and encamped at Hazeroth. Then they moved from Hazeroth and encamped at Rithma. Then they moved from Rithma and encamped at Rimon Perez. Then they moved from Rimon Perez and encamped at Libna. Then they moved from Libna and encamped at Rissa. Then they moved from Rissa and encamped at Kehelatha. Then they moved from Kehelatha and encamped at Mount Shepher. Then they moved from Mount Shepher and encamped at Haradah. Then they moved from Haradah and encamped at Makheloth. Then they moved from Makheloth and encamped at Tahath. Then they moved from Tahath and encamped at Terah. Then they moved from Terah and encamped at Mithkah. Then they moved from Mithkah and encamped at Hashmonah. Then they moved from Hashmonah and encamped at Moseroth. Then they moved from Moseroth and encamped at Bene-Ja'akan. Then they moved from Bene-Ja'akan and encamped at Hor Hagidgad. Then they moved from Hor Hagidgad and encamped at Jotbatha. Then they moved from Jotbatha and encamped at Abronah. Then they moved from Abronah and encamped at Etzion Geber. Then they moved from Etzion Geber and encamped in the desert of Zin, which is Kadesh. Then they moved from Kadesh and encamped at Mount Hor, at the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up Mount Hor according to the instruction of the Lord, and he died there in the 40th year after the exodus of the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt in the 5th month on the 1st day of the month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died at Mount Hor. And the Canaanite heard it, King Arad, when he was living in the south, in the land of Canaan, when the sons of Israel came. Then they moved from Mount Hor and encamped at Zalmonah. Then they moved from Zalmonah and encamped at Punon. Then they moved from Punon and encamped at Oboth. Then they moved from Oboth and encamped at the ruins of Abarim in the territory of Moab. Then they moved from the ruins and encamped at Dibon Gad. Then they moved from Dibon Gad and encamped at Almon Diblathaim. Then they moved from Almon Diblathaim and encamped in the mountains of Abarim, before Nebo. Then they moved from the mountains of Abarim and encamped in the arid tracts of Moab, near the Jordan at Jericho. Then they encamped at the Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth to Abel Shittim, in the arid tracts of Moab. Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the arid tracts of Moab, near the Jordan, at Jericho, and he said, "Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, When you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, you will dispossess all the inhabitants of the land in front of you, and you will destroy all their effigies, and you will destroy all their cast images, and you will demolish all their idolatrous raised sites. And you will dispossess the land, and you will dwell in it, for I have given you the land to inherit it. And you will inherit the land by lot, according to your families. To a large one you will give a large inheritance, and to a small one you will give a small inheritance. Wherever his lot falls, he will have it. You will inherit according to your paternal tribes. But if you do not dispossess the inhabitants of the land before you, then it will come to pass that those of them that you let remain will be thorns in your eyes and spikes in your sides, and they will be hostile to you in the land in which you live. And it will come to pass that as I thought to do to them, I will do to you.